Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Office BFFs by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you want to call your old work best friend?
Oh, absolutely. I actually texted mine while I was reading it. This book is so much more than a collection of office stories. It's really a meditation on workplace friendship and how those bonds can shape your life.
Right. And I love that they don't pretend they were instant best friends. They're really honest about how their friendship grew slowly over years of working together.
Exactly. They were acquaintances at first, two very different people. Angela was more reserved on set, Jenna more outgoing. But they found common ground in the shared experience of making this weird little show.
And they talk about this concept of a seat buddy, the person you instinctively look for during long hours on set. I think everyone can relate to that.
Yeah, that idea of a work spouse or work best friend. They elevate it from a cute cliche to something vital for your sanity. I mean, you spend 40 hours a week with these people.
The book's full of great behind-the-scenes details, too. Like how Jenna had to master the art of reacting silently, because Pam is the straight man to Michael Scott's chaos.
And Angela Kinsey talks about how she made Angela Martin lovable despite being so rigid and judgmental. She found the humanity in a character who could have been a cartoon.
They also write about the pressure of those early seasons, the fear that the show would get canceled. That uncertainty really bonded the cast.
It's refreshing how they don't treat the show's success as inevitable. They're honest about the imposter syndrome, the long hours, the creative disagreements.
One part that got me was when they talk about using their real friendship to inform Pam and Angela's on-screen relationship. Those two characters start as adversaries and end up genuinely caring about each other.
Right. The writers gave them that arc, but Jenna and Angela added layers of unspoken understanding. You can see it in scenes where they just sit together and complain about their coworkers.
And they're not just about the good times. Angela opens up about her divorce and her journey to motherhood. Jenna talks about anxiety and feeling like she didn't belong.
That vulnerability makes the happy moments shine brighter. They show that even on a hit show, life is messy and complicated.
The book also explores why The Office still resonates. They argue it's because the show is fundamentally optimistic. It's about people who care about each other, even when they're dysfunctional.
That's the through line. Finding your people, even if they're a little weird. And the book itself is an extension of that message. Jenna and Angela are inviting us into their friendship.
They also talk about their podcast, Office Ladies, which grew out of their desire to reconnect with that time. It's like they found a second act together.
And the book is a companion to the podcast, but it's also its own thing. It's a love letter to a show, a friendship, and the idea that a true friend can make all the difference.
For me, the takeaway is that the best parts of life are often unscripted. The quiet conversations, the shared laughter, the person who brings you a Diet Coke when you're having a bad day.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So whether you're an Office superfan or just someone who's ever had a work best friend, this book is a warm reminder that connection is everything.
We'll see you in the next one.